awe-inspiring to see the way you have grown. So that is absolutely amazing to observe that. So as much as we interacting on LinkedIn or other platforms on social media, understand that people also observe. I am a silent observer, as you know, and I tend to work intuitively. So I can sense when somebody is genuine, authentic, and really truly growing in that way, where we see authentic leadership and we experiencing authentic leadership. So for me, that is very important in being a silent observer as well, because I'm observing myself, so I observe you. And I must say, you know, you really have grown a lot. And I think today's topic is so amazing.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Talking about, you know, where you never give your power away.
it's going to be amazing, Rahila. And I would just like to introduce the topic itself, and so we can get on riding on this field, you know.
Sure. Go for it.
So it's another beautiful day that we are having here at One Top Radio Podcast. And as usual, we have guests in the journey that we have always been having in making sure that the world is healed, because each and every one of us speak about peace, needs peace, wants peace, top peace, but that peace can never be achieved without healing the wounds that are across nations and everywhere, starting by me. I might be having some boils in myself. I might be having some wounds in myself, but these wounds cannot be healed by just a mere saying peace without something being spoken to heal the wound first. Because when we heal the wound, we create love. And when love is created, peace reigns. So with me today is a wonderful lady speaking about how do you have the security within the power that you've been given to deliver the message that God created you to deliver to the world? Sometimes we leave this power in the hands of other people. We have ideas, we have creativity, but we cannot achieve them because we relent on securing our power. Welcome to this show, Rahila.
Thank you very much. And to all of those who are out there listening to us, a very warm welcome and many, many blessings for 2020. I so believe that this year is going to be the most amazing year yet, you know, for all of us. So lots of love and blessings to everyone that's listening in, and a warm welcome to everyone. And thank you, John Gara, for giving me this opportunity once again to share powerful messages globally. So thank you very much for this opportunity yet again.
One Top Radio Podcast thanks you more than you can think, as Rahila, because of, you know, dedicating your time, taking this, you know, moment to be with us here and share what you have in terms of healing the world. And if you've never known about Rahila, Rahila has been with us here on One Top Radio Podcast. And looking back into the episode that we have had, you can see where it all started and how we've grown together with Rahila. And she's a lady who's been there as my own mentor. And what is happening today has been empowered by one word that she shared with me one day when we have a conversation. And she said, and I quote, "Joan, sometimes you don't have to give your power away. Use your power to create an idea, and your idea can only be felt when you have your power with you." And I would like to hear from Rahila herself. What kind of a power is this? You know, when we talk about power, people see somebody who has authority. People see somebody who is in a position somewhere, who has military forces, who have, you know, guns, who can fight. And that's what people call power. But when I talk to Rahila, she tells you the meaning of having power to deliver a message that you have been given by the Almighty God. And right away, I would allow Rahila to talk to us now and explain to us what is the importance of having this power, securing that power, and what exactly is the power itself?
John, thank you very much. You know, you can relate so well from your own example in our chat last year. And the one word that, you know, I think because you listen, listening is such a gift that is powerful on its own. When I talk about listening, I'm not talking about the peripheral noise around us. There's a difference between hearing and listening. So you came from a place of listening, inner listening. Inner listening meaning in our chat when I did say to you, take your power back. What I meant was, you know, when we teach leadership, they are different. I call them C words. Okay. And let's start with the conception of an idea. Yours was one nation. Okay. And that is a conception of an idea. That idea was born from something that came to you. It's like almost there's someone or something telling you, set this up. The world will benefit from it. But so often what happens in the busyness of being in mind clutter, where we are so busy working and doing the mundane stuff of routine, that we have all these ideas and then suddenly a whole year's gone by and nothing happened. Or what happens, we think we have this idea and the best thing to do is let's get everyone involved. Okay, so I'm going to touch a bit on the next C word after conception, which is collaboration quotient or intelligence. So in collaboration, what we do, we want to find other like-minded kindred souls and spirit to come along and join, you know, whatever the conception of the idea is. But in your busyness, you don't realize that you haven't given due thought to exactly what is the structure of what you're doing. What are your role functions for each person? What is expected of each person? And if you don't have these discussions, the entire blueprint of your conception of the idea is lost. Because only you know what you envision for that seed to be planted. And the moment you shift the focus out of that and put it somewhere else and allow other people to do it, you're not going to get what you wanted in the first place, correct?
All right.
So it is honing back, coming back into planting of that seed. It's just like how a human is conceived from Divine Mother and Father of all creativity. Life is all creativity. It's the same with an idea. So as we see the birthing of an embryo, you see the birthing of a fruit, of a plant or an animal. It's the same thing. So we come back to divine source energy of creativity. And nature has so much to teach us. So creativity is not external power of how much money you have, like you alluded to earlier on, about military power. External power is money. And somehow those seeds were planted within us is how to go and find money, however we choose to do it. And that leads to desperation. And for as long as humans are desperate to earn money, because your only focus is on money, not creativity, can you see that? We lose the plot completely. We become highly stressed. We take on illnesses and diseases because our energy field as God created us becomes blocked. It becomes diseased. So the only disease there is when an energy field in your body is blocked and is not in alignment to that of God and the universe. So that is the power we tend to miss the most, is our inner internal hard drive. So the power within is about taking responsibility, is about feeling our or looking at our thoughts and emotions and our belief systems. Because do you know every single thought, emotion, belief, and action, even our behavior is not our own. It's learned behavior coming from past generations. So whatever we are experiencing here in the here and now, in the 21st century, going into the fourth industrial revolution, comes by choice. Do you want to live your life according to the thoughts and emotions that came through your DNA, which is a human computer hard drive? Or do you want to change that? So let's look at the analogy of the human computer hard drive to an ordinary computer. It's one and the same. What do we do all the time with the normal computer? you are always installing new software, correct? Or new programmings. But we're not doing that with our DNA and our human computer hard drive. We believe whatever our ancestral lineage gave us millions of years ago, it's exactly how we must be. So how can somebody with a 30 million year old hard drive expect to function in the 21st century? And that is where the mind clutter and the hardship is, right? So in order to do that, we got to create a new matrix. And the new matrix is how you bring all your energy field into a bubble of light, which is your power, which is your conception of idea. And the moment you focus all your energy into that blueprint, it will then grow exponentially. Because with your focus being there, you will ask yourself, am I concentrating? Am I being consistent? Can you see all the C words? Consistency, concentration, you build your confidence. And then what happens? When your focus is there in the conception of the idea and you're pouring all your energy field of positivity, confidence, concentration, you will only attract people like that. And that is how your business grows. That is how your idea grows. So it's not about how many people you collaborate with. You can collaborate with only one person. I can only speak from my example on LinkedIn. For example, I'm collaborating with Anuradha Anite. Yeah. And we're going to do a podcast on that, and we're going to teach everything we experience in terms of collaboration, intelligence, and quotient. So this is very, very important. So coming back to the inner power, what we're talking about is you cannot have the same thought that you had in 2019. It's not going to serve you because you're going to create the same outcomes because you're not changed the software. The computer, the internal hard drive is still giving you the same outcome because you've not changed the internal hard drive. So the thinking here is you've got to take quiet time out, and I know you have done that. After our chat, I know you went back to the drawing board. You went back and you introspected. In what ways have I given my power away? In what ways am I not feeling good enough that I cannot take one nation forward? Or why can Rahila not take her business forward or her collaboration? Can you see that? So we go back and we unpack that. And in unpacking that, we release all the toxic thoughts and emotions of not good enough, I'm not capable, all these negative beliefs you're giving yourself is a terrible story you're bringing from 30 million years ago. It's not going to work in the here and now. The here and now is being in the here and now. If I'm not feeling good, I take time out, I breathe, and I say, oh, okay, what is it I'm not feeling good about? Is it a physical ailment I can go and get help for? Is it my thought patterns or is it my emotions? What is it? And we know every toxic thought and emotion bring about disease. And it negates everything positive that your mind wants. It will, you know, it's like the monkey sitting on your shoulder negating everything that you're putting forward. Mm-hmm. So going back to the drawing board is if you like to write or type or whatever, or even on a chalkboard, you can write down all the things you don't want. Like, I don't want to have this thought of not having money. I am struggling. I'm going to write all the negatives. And then on a chalkboard, you can immediately erase it. Can you see how you're clearing out the computer hard drive? You're clearing it out with pure intention. And in the moment of doing that, you're claiming your power back because you're training the brain. I don't want to think those thoughts. Mm-hmm. It's not helping me. It's making me ill. So why would I want it? So in the moment, you got to be in the moment and catch it in the moment and write it down, tear it up or do what you like with it, but get rid of it. Then on another piece of paper on a clean board, you write down exactly how you want the conception of your idea to be. Write down everything about it, the kinds of people you want to attract, what kind of energy field you want to bring onto the planet. And this is where we make the difference to humanity and on the planet by starting with ourselves. Because the moment I clear out the toxic patterns, understand We all are interconnected. We're part of the ecosystem. But being human, we're all part of the ecosystem, which is highly toxic ecosystem. So if I'm feeling negative, if I'm holding on to all my past of pain, hurt, and struggle, in the collective consciousness of entire humanity, I am still singing the same song. Mm-hmm. It's not going to change anything. But the moment I change my internal hard drive, I send positive ripples out. Imagine this pebble thrown into a pond, okay? Mm-hmm. That pebble thrown into the pond will make a splash and create those ripples, correct?
Correct.
But you know, you will never know the depth of those ripples.
Ripples.
That is the most amazing thing, and that is the power we're talking about. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's amazing, Rahila. It's amazing. And you know, as we speak, you know, I'm one of those people who have tasted and you know, understood the depth of the ripples when you allow yourself to get back to realizing where your power belongs and what you can achieve by an idea that has grown in you. And, you know, when we embrace that kind of attitude where you go to a blackboard or a whiteboard and you write all the negative things that you don't like or you don't want in your life, and then you erase them. You know, you put it in a very, very layman's language, you know. You just write them down and erase. At the time you are erasing all these, the negativity wipes away. It goes away. And you have a clean board. You have a clean board there where you can now start writing the positive things that you want. And that's exactly what I did at that time after the talk that we had. It took me some time. It took me like a month or two trying to see what can't I do and what can I do. And I erased the can't and I remained with can. And you can see what happened.
I know, because I've been observing you and I can see. And it's the same with others that I've mentored by LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a gift to see the growth. Mm-hmm. And the more we put the intention for advancement, for abundance and prosperity and happiness for one person or many people, the universe gives you a million times over. Mm-hmm. You will receive it a millionfold over. And that is the science of getting rich. Mm-hmm. So in giving what I give freely on LinkedIn, you know, there's no possessiveness of content or somebody is taking my IP. We've been there and done. There's no such thing. Mm-hmm. We're coming from a place of not textbook knowledge. We're coming to a place of tapping into your wisdom filters, which is your DNA. And I want to talk about that, John Gora, in terms of what power really is. So we're going to look at the dichotomy of it in that, on one side of generational patterns, pathologies, learned behavior, conditioning, we got the dark shadow negative side of parents fighting or poverty or struggle, violence, addictions, whatever it is. Those are all the toxic past, all the social ills, if you want to call that, right? So our DNA carries that. You carrying it, I'm carrying it, and the whole, whatever, 7 billion people are carrying it. That is what we call collective consciousness, because humankind is one. Coming from mother and father, the divine father and mother, our DNA is the same. We all have red blood. Nobody has any other color blood. So that's a given scientifically. Okay? Scientifically, correct. Also, when you study epigenetics and you understand the new science that's coming through about DNA, you will find that these are patterns that are passed from generation to generation, whether it's illness or whatever it is. So that's on the flip side. That's your dark shadow side in the human experience. On the flip side, when God created all of creation, he created it with love. Or for those of us who don't believe in God, I will make reference to this infinite intelligence. There's some power greater than self. I mean, even atheists will have their own beliefs, but there is some power or some intelligence that creates. So it mm-hmm. doesn't matter what our beliefs are, okay? There's no judgment of any kind. And there's no me saying I know everything or I know what's right. I don't prescribe anything to anyone. Whatever I'm sharing has come through my own experience of this lifetime. And all my research and doing this work with people, thousands and thousands of people in South Africa and worldwide. So I can only speak from my experience of human potential and my experience of it in seeing the exponential growth and seeing the positives that came out of the teachings. So coming back to the genetics, we know we've come from the clot of blood and we have the DNA strands. And we know that God created us from his love, okay? And that intelligence. Mm-hmm. And now that intelligence, what we can call, is our wisdom filters. So we all have wisdom filters coming from our past ancestral lineage of knowing how to be the best scientist, the mathematician, the best fashion designer, whatever you are. Mm-hmm. Because every single one of us is born with different talents, abilities, and skills. Every single one of us is born great, but we haven't found the greatness because we obscured it with all the past toxic thinking. Do you mm-hmm. get that? So mm-hmm. the more layers you clear out of the past toxic patterns, the more your power comes within, more your human potential shines. So that is why being silent, being mindful, going into deep meditation and bringing your energy in congruence to that of the universe is where the greatest manifestations arise. That you're bringing your thoughts, your emotions, and your behavior in congruence. You're bringing it in congruence to that of the universe. So the more you have positive thoughts, you're creating new neural pathways in the brain. By clearing out the human computer hard drive, you're now installing new beliefs. I am healthy, wealthy, and I'm alive. Can you see that? Rather than I'm feeling sick. Change it to, I am experiencing the best health. I expect and accept money into my life. I'm doing this 24/7 because I want inner peace. So 24/7, I'm clearing and giving my internal hard drive a new messaging. I am experiencing inner peace, and inner peace is flowing through every atom in my body. So you become that. Can you see that? So everyone can become rich by just changing your thought patterns. You do not need to take on the hardship of Africa or any other country in the world. You do not need to take on the struggle of war. You do not need to take on the struggle of any kind, what we call an old consciousness, like the Holocaust of whatever happened in Germany or whatever happened in Africa, whatever happened in South Africa, for example, 300 years of oppression. Why do we need to sing the same song? It's done now. We finished. We understand what the Western world is about, what the Eastern world is about, what North Pole is about and South Pole. Can we just come together now and put our new energy and live from a place of forgiveness?
Mm-hmm.
Instead of harboring it, you know, Nelson Mandela taught us this. Something he said when he came out during the Truth and Reconciliation Forum, and that was headed by our very own Desmond Tutu, Archbishop Desmond Tutu. We're so blessed to have these wise souls in our presence, as we have many wise souls globally as well. But I can only speak again from my experience of what Nelson Mandela said. And he said, if I, for 27 years being in prison, if I'm going to hate white people, if I'm going to hate my oppressors, it's like I'm drinking the poison and hoping somebody else will die. And he said, I will not keep myself a prisoner yet again in this lifespan after 27 years of being in prison by holding on to unforgiveness. And that is where forgiveness happens. And that is where the true freedom comes. And that is the message and legacy he has left behind. And in that, I've taken his legacy and I said, I'm going to do this in how to teach humanity to love. He said in The Long Walk to Freedom, people taught us how to hate one another. Nobody taught us how to love. And if people taught us how to hate, surely we can teach how to love one another. And that is when we are celebrating his centenary year, the 100 years of Madiba, I took it upon myself to change my entire business to leadership of love. And that is what I do. Mine is LOL, leadership of love. Right. So it's laugh out loud, whatever you want to call it. Leadership of love for me really works in transformational leadership. And why I say transformational leadership is because we are letting go of the past.
Okay.
We're decorating the present and we're making it beautiful and we're transforming the future, going future with love. So in changing the DNA and coming to God's purpose of creating plants, animals, and humans, we are created from love. Our essence is love. And if we can create out of love, can you imagine how amazing this world is going to be? Because everyone will resonate love. Because the thinking is, I love myself. I love who I am. I'm creating from my blueprint of creating abundance, prosperity, and happiness. And the more I'm creating and giving that message of prayer to everyone else, everyone becomes prosperous. There's no one poor. Poor is only a construct of the mind, and you want to believe there is suffering. And it's only a perception that somebody told you that and you believed it.
I believe that. I truly accept that, acknowledge that, Rahila. And I always like to summarize that by what Andranda Anite says, and I quote, when you smile at life, life will smile back at you. So, you know, the conception that we have in our mind of poverty, you know, sometimes I ask myself, how could God be so, you know, bad to just give life to somebody to remain poor? And I say, no, God could not be that bad. Because the more you put your hands into work, God blesses that hand. But, you know, there's a mindset whereby people tend to think that specific people were born to be rich. And therefore, we are poor because of them. We are poor because they are, you know, not giving us the power to see the good use of resources that are available. But sometimes you really don't need some resources to make it in life. There is a time that you can make it in life just by working hard with the minimal resources that are available. So that, and that is the same way where we give away our power to other people by saying that because they are in government, because they are in higher positions, they have more opportunity to grow and also become rich than us. It is giving away the power. And you know, what you wish and you say by your heart, not even by the mouth, by your heart, is given to you. When you tell, you know, by your heart or your mouth that some other people are rich and they will remain rich than me, that's exactly what's going to happen. Because you are praying for them. You are blessing them with the riches and you're taking the poverty, whereby you give away your power to them and they take it and you take away the weakness, you know.
Yes.
So understanding, yeah.
Carry on. I like what you're saying.
Yeah. So I just want to have a break. And then when we get back, we will continue the conversation in realizing how to love self, whereby loving self will, you know, give the ripples in taking back the power and accumulating it and believing that everything is possible. And I am created possible, not impossible. Rahila.
Thank you so much for choosing One Tap Podcast and listening to today's message. I hope you subscribe not to miss any episode that comes each and every week. We'll drop it right here to inspire not only you, but the world over. One Talk, the world unites.